Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and we are online here. Well, on the stream. If Arfi, do you want to do the messengers?
Yeah, I can take the messengers.
Okay, and let me connect to the telephone system.
And I am the useless contributor.
Ha! Welcome to the TBRN.
The numbers are now forwarded to Andrew.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I had to, I was made aware that there were issues with people calling the toll-free number, and so I had to reverse the stuff that was keeping the idiots from getting through, so.
Well, I guess we'll see.
The messengers are online.
Okay, so there you heard it, so. This is the MIDI Music Adventure Show, TBRN Live for AIM, live at tbrn.net for MSN, 1-866-558-TBRN on the telephone. Yes.
The Felitone.
Yes, that's the one. And so, yeah, let's see, what else is going on?
Random observation, are you just now getting over a really bad cold?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
You sound like your throat's a little bit messed up.
Huh. I am a sort of congested, but...
Ah, that would do it.
I don't know. I've been congested this morning, but I feel fine.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Maybe it's the weather.
Speaking of weather, we've had lots of rain here this weekend. We really have needed it, so yay. But this will be my last week in the seat here for a while, because as of next week, I'll be off to college.
So, well,
I know.
That's
kind of sad, but yeah.
Well, maybe... Maybe
this
you
doesn't
can,
mean, of course,
stop by sometime.
Yeah, I mean, depends on, you know, what's happening in class and whatnot, and if I can, if they haven't blocked off the team talk ports,
yeah.
We'll see.
I don't see why they would, especially if it's, you know, technical college.
They do block off Twitter and Facebook, though, until lunchtime, so that makes sense.
Huh. Yeah, because otherwise they'd not get the kids to do any real work.
Yeah. Apparently, even when they didn't have it blocked, they had something like 99,000 hits last year out to those services because of all the people, I guess, doing stuff. It was funny.
Wow. That's funny.
And Samar's writing in. And Samar's saying, coffee. Yeah, that too, I guess.
I'm doing the whole tea thing right now.
Tea is, like, all I drink.
Tea is cool. I like tea.
Okay, so...
Ooh, fancy.
Would you like to continue playing where you left off? Yes, but first... I have to always check this thing. Because whenever the phone makes a noise, even though it's not supposed to, because the setting is not set, that it adjusts the volume...
So tell me, is the fact can I reasonably blame the fact that I've written 600 plus almost 600 lines of code in the past 3 working days? Can I use that as my excuse for not remembering anything about the previous portion of the game?
Sure.
My excuse is I wasn't here last week, so that works too.
Well, we were playing Bone, Out from Boneville.
Ooh.
And oh, this is the thing with the strange insects, isn't it?
Yes.
I remember it.
So, let's continue where we left off. I forget this character's name. I think, Phony Bone. There's Phone Bone with an F. I think Phony, which is the greedy, angry, grumpy one.
Ah.
And there's Smiley Bone, who likes to sing.
Oh, this is gonna be funny.
I very vividly remember the old lady.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Oh my. So it's the little mole children again, or whatever they are.
Hey, they have kids.
They have a shovel.
Right. It's Bone Bone's cousin again. Oh no.
Just ignore him.
Come on, kids. We're friends, right? Say, that's a nifty spade you guys got there. You guys know how to get those turnips from the spring? Well, it's been fun. See ya.
I'm all in favor of any answer involving a shovel.
Say, that's a nifty spade you guys got there.
Thanks. It's our mom's shovel, and you can't have it.
Aw.
So Mouse says yay for the
come on, kids. Yeah. We're friends, right?
Yeah, right.
Just ignore him. Aw, come on. Can't I just borrow your spade?
It's not ours. It's our mom's.
So you can't borrow it. Well, let me ask your mom if I can borrow.
Mom's not here.
So you can't ask her.
So you can't have it.
What do you little runts need it for anyway?
We're making mud pies, and we're not runts.
I told you you should just ignore him. What if I give you something for it?
There ain't nothing we want.
Besides, we told ya, it belongs to our mom.
Yeah, we can't go swapping our mom's stuff.
You kids want to play a game or something?
We don't want to play with you.
Yeah, you cheat.
Yeah, cheater.
Yeah, you small
don't you
want to
play dead with your Uncle Phony?
I don't feel like playing dead.
We don't want to play with you.
And you're not our uncle.
What's wrong with you kids? I thought you liked to play games. Not with you, we don't.
Huh.
Come on, kids. Let's just play some hide and seek.
Yeah, right.
You cheated at that game.
What?
And we don't like cheaters.
You don't want to play hide and seek?
Whatever.
No. We don't want to play with you. How about if I tell you a story?
Well, we don't want a story, neither. He can't cheat at telling stories.
What kind of story?
It's a story about something really exciting that happened in Boneville, where I come from.
Well, maybe I'll hear just a little bit of the story.
Oh, brother.
I'll bet it's a dumb story.
Okay, once upon a time, there was...
Let's see. This poor bone that no one understood. A very clever bone full of great ideas. There was this bone.
There was this bone.
Yeah.
Let's see. One day, he came up with the most amazing idea he ever had. So anyway, this bone had an idea. One day, this bone had a great idea.
So anyway, this bone had an idea.
Let's see.
He decided to run for mayor.
Let's see.
So he had this picnic. Everything was going great, until...
Let's see.
Someone didn't tie down the balloon properly, and the stupid thing broke loose.
What's,
So this giant balloon came at the people. There was nowhere for him to run. It leaned down on him and...
Ah, they collapsed. Really, that story worked.
Superior intellect.
And I
wins
got
again.
Shovel.
Wow.
That is quite the mess those kids are making. Grump, grump, grump.
What the heck?
They're stuck in the ground.
Use the shovel, you nincompoop.
Yes! Thought you were safe and snug in your little dirt home, didn't you? Well, you're mine, turnips! Mine!
Turnips?
I guess so. Well, I guess we got turnips now. I don't remember what we needed them for.
I should get the stuff that crazy woman wants before I go back.
Like what? Oh no.
This music makes me think of the Sierra games for some reason.
Shovel back!
Our mom's shovel?
What shovel?
The shovel!
You know, that we were digging with.
We had it the last time you were here.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, mom's gonna be so mad!
Aww.
You gotta have it!
Oh, God.
It was right here when we all played dead.
Come on, give it back!
That's almost enough to make a grown man cry.
You should keep better track of your mom's things.
You're not gonna give it back?
Oh.
That is not gonna do anything.
Oh, I tried to give it back. It wouldn't let me. Oh my god. Let's see, maybe if I go this way. I don't know what else it is. I forgot what else it is I'm supposed to be trying to do. Just walk around for a bit, I guess.
I could sure use some of those apples. I'm smarter than that.
Okay, I cannot use the
There's the apple tree.
To get the apples. Oh. It's this guy.
It's you again!
It's...
Cool your jets, pal. I need your help.
Why should I help you?
Because I'm too short to reach the apples.
Don't bother me with your problems, bud.
Look, I'll give you $5 if you help me out.
What is that? Can you eat it?
What? No! What is wrong with this stupid valley?
Why, you?
Ha! Didn't work. That's interesting. I thought for sure getting him to ram the
apple tree
would make the apples fall down, just like before. Well, let's try getting this guy to charge at us again.
Sir Isaac, you
What's the matter? Your head still hurt from last time?
You don't know the meaning of hurt yet, mister.
Bring it, buddy!
Oh.
Why you?
Okay, so this appears to be ineffective. Huh.
There's the apple tree.
And there's the apples that we can't get.
That is not going to help anyone.
It's you again!
Yeah, it's us again.
Yeah, you're the smart one. You shake your brains loose on that rock?
Why you?
Oh, third time's not a charm. So, what am I supposed to do?
It's you again!
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, let's try going back to the other area. See if we can figure something out here. So, obviously, somehow we're supposed to acquire the apples, I guess. Walking around across this little brook here. There, back to the possums. Let's talk to them again, I guess.
Hey, you!
Uh-oh.
Give us our shovel back!
Our mom's shovel?
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
What? Yeah, right.
It's a disgusting mess.
Without context, that's rather amusing.
What do you think that's supposed to accomplish? This is a waste of time. I miss my hot tub.
I bet you would.
I should hurry up and finish gathering stuff before I go back.
Come on. What am I missing here?
What is our ultimate, goal?
I'm pretty sure I think somehow we have to get apples, but I don't know what to do. I've exhausted all my dialogue options with these children. I can't give them the turnip or the shovel. What about money?
I'm smarter than that.
Okay. So, none of my inventory items have any effect on them. There's no further dialogue choices dealing with them.
Hmm.
What about this mailbox?
That has got to be the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Okay. Hit it with the shovel.
What do you think that's supposed to accomplish?
Okay. Put a turnip in it.
That is not going to do anything.
Okay. How about money?
This is a waste of time.
Why is it that I can envision Duke Nukem doing something involving money in a mailbox?
So at this point, I'm going through every location here.
Yeah, I was going to say you're iterating through everything at this point.
All right, there's nothing that seems to be in this particular spot. All right, on to the next room. All right, now we're back at the room with the apples. Now, let's see. What if I put money on the tree?
That is not going to help anyone.
I agree. How about the apples?
I'm smarter than that.
All right, so that doesn't do anything. How about the turnip?
That is not going to help anyone.
All right. Apples.
That is not going to do anything.
Okay. The shovel, I believe we tried.
What do you think that's supposed to accomplish? This is a waste of time.
Okay, then. Let's walk this way. Maybe there is no other place to walk, really. So the only other thing in this location is the big giant bug guy who just charges at us if we talk to him, and he doesn't want money.
That is not going to help
anyone. Okay. On a shovel.
This is a waste of time.
Well, that was the magical...
Whoa.
What do you think that's supposed to accomplish?
So none of my inventory items work on him either.
It's you again.
Nah, your mother was an aphid.
Why, you...
All right, he missed. I thought maybe if I didn't do anything, then something different would happen. All right.
This is a pretty little pickle.
Yeah, it's we're at the point of desperation here. I've exhausted all options that I'm aware of. So basically, the game's over. Was fun.
I know, right?
Very well. I hate doing this.
Silence is not golden. We have, that's personal messages. Samaz wrote in at one point and goes, you could play hide and seek and then take the shovel, but we've got the shovel, so that won't do us any good. But if you do want to write to us, live at tbrn.net for MSN, or tbrn live for AIM, you can call us 1-866-558-8276.
Alright, let's try this again.
It's you again!
There's gotta be another location I'm supposed to stand.
Miss me, you mutant!
Why, you...
That doesn't work, okay. I don't think there's anything in here we're supposed to get.
Ooh, silence. Yay, music.
Burp. All right, let's try this.
It's you again.
Yes, it is.
You're not giving up, are you?
Why, you?
Success!
Stupid bug.
What did we have to do?
I had to stand in the right place so that he actually would get hit and then be flung in the air to grab the apples.
Here's your stupid produce.
All right, then. Eat up, kids. Big day tomorrow.
The spring fair. I can't wait.
Okay. I guess I'm supposed to click on somebody.
I sure hope we can find Smiley at the fair.
You worry too much. With my luck, I'm surprised it's taken this long to find that chucklehead.
Don't worry, Phone. If he's in the valley, I'm sure he'll show up at the fair.
People come from all over for the fair?
Absolutely. They come from all over to buy things from the booths and bet on the cow race.
Bet on the what?
Cow race!
What's this cow race?
Farmers enter cows from all over the valley to race against Grandma. Some people bet everything they have on the race.
How fast does a cow run, anyway?
Not as fast as Grandma.
Now, dear.
You race against the cows, ma'am?
Sure do. The villagers love it, and it's good for keeping these old bones working.
Huh. I never thought of cows as the racing type.
Well, I don't know about Boneville, but around here they breed some pretty mean racing cows. Oh, Grandma, I almost forgot. I think Lulu Bell is feeling a little sick.
Oh, yeah? What's wrong with her?
She's just not eating like normal.
Okay then. I'll take a look at her after dinner.
Who's Lulu Bell?
Lou is one of Grandma's fastest racing cows. Sometimes, Grandma takes her to the Great Cow Race, as well as entering herself.
The fair sounds like fun, doesn't it, Phony?
Sure, whatever you say.
I hope we can find someone at the fair who can get us home.
Boneville sure beats the heck out of this place.
Could you be any more rude?
Hey, I'm just a bastion of truth, bud.
I'm sure he's just homesick, Grandma.
Were you talking to me?
So, Thorn, what's your favorite part of the festival?
I like the booths. You can buy all kinds of things that you can't get the rest of the year. Peacock feathers, dyes, all kinds of things from all over the valley.
Is it very far away?
No, not at all. Just takes about a day to get there.
What happened?
What's the fair like?
Oh, it's magical.
Oh, it's so much fun. There are all sorts of people who come in to perform all kinds of tricks. I also love the booths where you can buy all kinds of amazing things from all over the valley. And of course, there's the big cow race.
It sure sounds like fun.
I love the fair. I look forward to it every year.
All right, I think this has been established.
So, Grandma, is the weather going to hold up for the festival?
I expect so, Thorn. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Wow, they like Sam saying it, don't they?
Well, big day tomorrow. Let's cut the chit-chat and everyone get some shut-eye.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You boys can sleep in the house. Just make sure to keep it down here.
Good night, Phony. Good night, Phone Bone.
Uh-oh.
Get up before I crush your heads! King Dog!
Sire, what are you doing here? May I kiss your feet?
What?
I wish I had some quiche I could offer you.
Quiet!
Oh my god.
I've had scouts out looking for you too.
You have? How flattering. I'm flattered. Are you flattered?
You two are starting to make me look bad. The Hooded One has summoned you both to a high council tonight.
The Hooded One?
Has something happened?
He has received word that the one we seek, the small, bald creature with the star on its chest, has been seen in the valley.
He has? But...
He was last seen in your territory. Come with me!
Huh. Okay, apparently... All right, my mouse is controlling a light, and there's a little girl. I don't know. Showing, like, symbols. I don't know what's going on. Is this like somebody's nightmare?
They can't hold much longer. The audio somehow is making me dizzy.
Tell me what you think there.
The little girl looks frightened.
Take the child.
Thorn, the rat creatures have surrounded the farm. Hurry.
Grandma, what's going on? Where are they?
They've surrounded the house. Hurry down here.
Where's Phony?
I don't know. He was gone when I woke up.
Little squirt probably ran off.
Do you have a plan, Grandma?
I have an idea that might work. Okay, children, this is what we're going to do. When I say run, you run. Got
wow.
that?
What? That's your plan? Run where?
Be sure you split up and don't let him catch you. I'll hold them off.
Okay, kids, run!
There's a back door. Come on.
Don't worry about me. I fought the rats back in the big war.
That's funny.
This is a terrible place.
I wonder if that war involved Vietnam.
Oh my god. Yep, so I'm being chased by rat creatures. Oh, I just got tripped.
Sounds like a stampede.
Yeah. Oh my. Ah! I got tripped. Tripped on a rock. Ah! And a tree. Oh no, I'm just not doing so well. Ah! Oh, I tripped again. This is getting close. Run. Ah! The mouse controls for this are particularly not very precise, I have to say.
I know this much. By this point, I certainly wouldn't want to get caught by one of those animals.
Run! Oh, I'm doing better now. I think we're going to escape.
Hold it right there.
Whoa.
Why, look, Ted.
It's the big
it's
red dragon.
Of the new community leaders.
Ooh, a town meeting. Does we get to vote? I just love to vote.
Stay back, worm. Our numbers are too great. We are not afraid
Who's
of you.
We?
There was a whole bunch of monsters, but now there's just
yes!
the one.
I told you there was a dragon. I told you.
Grandma, are you all right?
Of course I am, dear.
The dragon saved us, Grandma.
What
a
dragon?
A real dragon.
Oh, no, he's still
Look.
There.
I can see. Hello, dragon.
Hello, Rose. It's been a while.
Yep.
Come on, Ted.
What was that all about? Do you and the dragon
if
know each other?
If only Vampire could have had the stage
problem with the dialogue.
That's
none of your beeswax, Bone. Now, come on. We're going into town where it's safe. And I bet we find that troublemaking cousin of yours there, too.
Yo, Phone Bone!
Smiley Bone!
Hey, my little pal is safe!
Oh my gosh, I was so worried about you.
Hey, Phony! Phone Bone's here!
Hey!
Hey!
So... Once again, small one, your friends have come to you, but make no mistake, we will complete our transaction.
I think
you
that's the hooded one.
Spared. For now, Fonsible P. Bone.
Okay. Well, that's the end of Act 1 of this game.
Huh. Nice and compact, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I mean, we played it for a while last week.
This is true.
I will have to catch up with archives when they become available.
Yes. All right, well, I guess I can close this one. If it lets me. I don't know, let's see if something happens after the credits or not. Sometimes it does in these old Telltale games. Plus, we get to listen to the cool music.
Not bad.
And I have the second one downloaded, ready to go.
Ah, very good. Instant gratification. My goodness, it's long credits on this game.
Wow.
For such a short game. All the people that worked on it. That's something. Let's see. Okay, I guess nothing happens.
Oh.
All right, so let's load the next one. The Great Cow Race.
Moo.
He said it, I didn't.
The last one was fun, don't get me wrong, but it was too short.
Well, you breed him for speed. The race is gonna be short.
How's Maud looking, Wendell? She gonna give Grandma a run for her money this year?
Now that you mention it, I've been meaning to say something about that.
Uh-oh.
Bartender! Hey, bartender, how about some service? Sheesh, what's a guy gotta do to get a drink in this dump?
All right, let's go to the options now. changing the resolution here. Okay.
It's about as dry as my mouth.
And empty. Aha, ring bell for service.
I'd need to be almost twice as tall to reach that bell. Hey, where's the beer? I'm not touching those dishes. I'd look in the pockets, but I think those guys in the corner are watching me. I find empty mugs to be depressing.
Alright, let's see. So we're navigating around this area here. There's empty mugs everywhere. Let's see, what's over here?
I don't have anything to cook, and I'm sure not washing any dishes. Hey, you!
You want something?
It's like telling me how to play. I'm just clicking OK. Let's see.
Isn't there a bartender around this joint?
They're not hiring.
That was oddly specific.
Excuse me, fine sir. Are you by any chance planning on betting on the cow race?
Of course I am.
And who would you be betting on?
It ain't none of your business.
How many people would you say have come into town to bet on the race?
How am I supposed to know that?
Surely a stalwart fellow like yourself must be betting on the race.
How's that your business?
I was just wondering who you might be betting on.
Don't see how it matters to you.
I hear lots of folks come from out of town to bet on the race.
I don't make a habit of keeping track of the strangers in our town.
Think anybody'd mind if I just grab myself a drink?
I wouldn't touch those taps if I were you, buddy.
Yeah.
With your friends betting on the cow race, I'm sure you aren't going to be left out.
Heck no, I can't wait for the race.
Sounds like you have a good bet lined up.
Well, I...
What does he have to know for?
How am I supposed to get a beer around here?
Just go up to the bar and ring the bell.
Yeah, can't you read?
What moron put the stupid bell up so high?
Hey, don't talk about Lucius like that.
You got a problem, stranger.
How am I supposed to reach that dumb bell?
It is kind of high. I have to stand on my tiptoes to reach it.
I need your help ringing that bell.
Leave him alone and ring it yourself.
I can't reach it on my tiptoes.
Yeah, they should really have something you can ring the bell with.
What's that?
That guy sounds like the guy that played one of the mean people out of... Monkey Island, the brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
The brotherhood.
Tell your friend it's disgusting to chomp on a bone with no meat on it.
You want disgusting? You should try some Puanian soup.
I thought we agreed not to talk about the soup.
What's this soup you mentioned?
These guys come to the fair every year and they bring this soup, see?
I'm trying to eat it. Enough with the soup.
Tell me more about this soup.
That's enough about the soup.
Oh, God.
So we all tried it, right? It was so awful, but Wendell and I got it down, huh, Wendell?
Yeah, barely.
But Euclid has it in his mouth and starts turning green. And then he spits it out all over the place.
Ugh, I'm about to lose my appetite.
I can't wait to get some of my own soup.
Stop it.
Soup!
Cut it out.
Soup!
Ugh. I lost my appetite.
All right. I got the bone that this guy was chewing on. All right. Good grief. Leave me alone, Hints. Oh, my God. I know how the eye icon works. I played the other game, didn't I? See, that's one thing in like sequels to stuff that I don't understand that always annoys me is why do they have to have like a tutorial of how to play the game? It's exactly the same as before.
Yeah, true, but you know, they want to make sure that there's at least the lowest common denominator there.
Ugh.
And considering that
bartender,
this at
bring
least
me a
plays itself
Smiley.
As an
is that you?
Type game.
Howdy, howdy, howdy! Yeah,
it is you. Thank goodness I found you.
This is getting very difficult to understand.
Right. Phone Bone wouldn't let me leave this stupid valley unless I found you first.
Aw, shucks. It's good to see you too, cuz.
This calls for a toast. Let me buy you a drink, old buddy.
So okay by me, old pal.
Apparently.
Here's to Boneville.
Seriously?
Ow.
There's no pause button, even? Apparently, Smiley Bone.
So, you're in town
for the grief, even when I press escape to the menu, it just went back to the game on its own whim.
So I've heard. Have you been hearing things about the race?
Clearly we can't
pause
this.
Oh, sure. I'm the bartender. I hear everything. What do you want to know?
Who's taking the bets?
Nobody yet.
Good, good.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, that was very harried.
That was ridiculous.
No kidding.
I pressed escape, and it just didn't... It showed the menu screen and then decided, guess what? We're going back to the game and continuing.
Oh, we had a scripted event that we hadn't timed out properly.
Yeah.
Any idea who people are betting on?
Word around town is this Grandma Ben lady is the odds-on favorite.
Excellent. I got an idea that's gonna make us a lot of money.
Uh-oh, I hope this isn't one of those silly ideas you used to pull back in Boneville.
What silly ideas?
Remember, the first time you got us run out of town, you opened up a chain of franchises, Bone Environmental, Nuclear Reactor, and Endless Salad Bars.
What?
That wasn't a silly idea. The lettuce wouldn't spoil for decades.
Well, it was pretty silly.
Whatever.
That
we need
special.
To get you a cow suit.
What? I get to wear a cow suit? Oh, cool. Tell me more, partner.
Oh, my.
So here's what we do. First, we spread rumors that Grandma Ben is too old to win the race this year. We'll cover all the bets, and then when Grandma Ben wins, we'll be rich.
Of course, when Grandma Ben comes into town, everyone's gonna see she's perfectly fit, aren't they?
I've got that covered with phase two. The mystery cow.
Hoo-hoo, that's got a killer ring to it.
Your job is to work on finding yourself a cow suit.
Oh boy, I'm all a-tingle with glee. This is gonna be great.
Remember, you're gonna throw the race. We want Grandma Ben to win.
And then we'll be rich.
Say it louder.
No kidding. Plenty loud as it is, huh?
We'll be written now.
Let's say I'll post some odds. We'll split the winnings 90-10, like just like always. Okay, one more time. I'll collect the bets and you will.
Okay, one more time. I'll collect the bets and you will
make the cow suit.
Right. We can't lose. We'll split the winnings 90-10, just like always.
I
like the cut of
your
jib, mister.
Yes, I know you do.
What's that?
I said I sense a lot of loss in their future with the we can't lose thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll post some odds. Mystery cow, 4-1. Grandma Ben, 60-1. And the other cows in between that. What do you think?
I think you just made that up.
Of course I just made that up. We're fixing the race, remember? This is going to be easy as pie. Serve up another beer.
Sure thing, buddy.
Now remember, I don't want anyone to know
gotcha,
where to get
them. Oh, no, not another one. You better be able to pay for those beers, Shorty.
Dum da dum dum da da.
Relax, Goliath. I'm good for it.
Just like this other idiot was good for it. You owe me 2 eggs and I want them now.
Jeez, what a hothead. Here, take it.
What's this?
2 eggs, pal. What, did the price go up? Hey!
He ripped the money in half.
You can work off your bar tab.
Nobody mutilates a mint note around me and lives to tell about it. Say your prayers, Chuckles.
They don't know what money is, cuz. They use a barter system. Chuckles wants real eggs.
His name's
your
actually
butt
Chuckles.
Is mine, Baldy.
Smiley, why did you let me buy those beers? You know I don't carry poultry products.
Uh-oh. Looks like I missed some dirty glasses.
I want this floor sparkling. Get to work.
Hey, I got a betting booth to build. I can't
move it.
How could this be happening to me?
Okay, I guess we're mopping up the floor.
How could a bone sink so low?
I know. Oh, great.
Hey, I'm trying to clean here.
So, people keep walking in and messing up my floor.
No!
Oh my, this isn't gonna do it all.
Every time I go and clean the mop, some jerk...
Hey, do you mind?
...comes over and messes up the floor again. And apparently he's got 4 feet because he laid down 2 sets of footsteps in one spot. Even though that's impossible. Ugh.
Don't you clowns ever wipe your feet?
Interesting. Oh, come on.
I don't even want to know what they've been stepping in.
There's only 2 footsteps. Oh, damn this guy.
Can't you guys sit still for 5 minutes? Knock it off! You're messing up my nice clean floor! I never thought I'd hear myself say that.
Proving to be
hey,
futile.
I'm trying to clean here.
Oh, what the hell?
Hey, do you mind?
Okay, I think I might have got this now, finally. Let's see. Stupid, dirty floor.
Ha! There! Clean enough to eat off of.
I'll stick with plates, thanks.
Can I take a break now, or what?
Sure, but don't get too comfortable. I'll be back in a minute, and I got some more fine ideas for things you can do.
Okay. Uh-oh. At last, I have found you.
Who, me? How do you know my name?
Your cousin, Phone Bone, has awakened the Great Red Dragon. For this, I will kill him.
What?
Well, wait a minute, pal. You leave Phone Bone alone.
What do you care for, friends? All that matters. matters to you is personal gain.
Uh-oh.
I'm warning you, don't come any closer. We have unfinished business, you and I.
Yeah? Like what?
Your soul.
What?
Hey, phony!
He's gone. Well. Suddenly everything's gone black. Oh, ah! Looks like Grandma's house got destroyed.
Oh, I can't believe it. Just look at this mess.
At least we're still all in one piece.
I don't get it, Grandma. Why would the rat creatures attack the farm? We've been here forever, and they've never done anything like this.
Not now, dear. Mr. Bone from Boneville and I have to have a little chat.
But...
Be a sweetheart and put out the fire on the roof. Bone and I will pack the cart.
The cart? You still want to go to the fair?
Dear, we'll be safer in town. And with any luck, we'll be able to find his cousins.
Please, Thorn, we don't know if they're safe.
Okay, I'll take care of the roof.
Come on, Bone.
Grandma, how did you manage to fight off all those rat creatures when they attacked the farm?
I'll ask the questions. I want to know why those monsters were after you, and I want the truth.
My youthful good looks, I have no idea. They wanted to bake me into a quiche.
My youthful good looks.
My youthful good looks?
That's not funny, Bone.
They wanted to bake me in a quiche. Or one of them did, anyway.
That's all, huh? What about that shifty cousin of yours? You think that phony Bone might have had some dealings with him?
I'll tell you, no, we don't have rat creatures back where we come from. That depends. Do they carry money? Phony doesn't do business with anyone likely to eat him.
Phony doesn't do business with anyone likely to eat him.
Good policy. Well, we shouldn't stick around here too long. You get the luggage loaded into the cart while I get the cow ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Where's the luggage?
I don't think I want to go in there. I don't think I want to do that.
Okay, what do you want to do?
What a mess.
Alright. I'm not seeing luggage anywhere around. Let's try going to the other side. Yeah.
I'd better get this thing packed up.
With what? Oh, okay, so I just pick the, what the? What the heck?
I got all the luggage packed in the cart, Grandma Ben.
Good. Why don't you go and see what's keeping Thorn?
Are you okay, Thorn?
Oh, hi, Phone. I'm fine.
You don't sound fine.
Why would the rat creatures destroy our farm? They've never done anything like this before. I'm worried, Phone Bone.
Me too.
Grandma's been acting kind of funny, too. There's something going on between her and that dragon.
What kind of thing?
I don't know, But did you see the way they looked at each other last night? They're not telling us something.
That's sounding bizarre.
What's this?
Nothing. Don't worry.
There's something else, isn't there?
No. Well, last night I had a dream I haven't had in a long time. But it's probably nothing.
If you say so.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. I wish there was something I could do to help you. Did you put out the fire on the roof?
Did you put out the fire on the roof?
Yeah.
The roof.
It was just a little one.
Roof.
I wish there was something I could do to help you.
You do help me. Just by being my friend.
Gee, thanks, Thorn.
Random cow in the background.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about what happened to your house.
We can fix it. I'm just worried this isn't over.
I wonder if we'll find Smiley Bone when we get to Barrelhaven.
I hope so.
I think maybe we should head for town now. It'll be safer.
You're right. Let's go. Okay, Grandma, the fire on the roof is out.
Thank you, dear. All right, then, let's get going. Here's some hay
they
for you, Twinkle.
Stuff about the fire.
I hope Phony's okay.
Calm
I don't know where
here.
He disappeared to last night.
Maybe he went ahead into town without us.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Smiley Bone!
Yay! My little pal is safe!
Oh my gosh, I was so worried about you.
Hey, Phony! Phone Bone's here!
Hey!
Didn't this happen already?
Isn't it wonderful? We're together again at last!
Hello, Lucius.
How you doing, Rosie? Was the road safe? I was worried about you. No, I got something for you. Here.
My.
I've been saving it in my pocket all day.
Aren't you sweet?
Well, I had some extra time on my hands this morning. All ready for the race tomorrow?
I'm raring to go. Though I could use some rest after all that traveling. I think we should all bed down so we can get up bright and early for the festival.
Okay, some sort of dream sequence again with the little girl and, I don't know, it's like symbols?
There are sounds in the past behind us.
What?
We are betrayed!
Okay.
It cannot be! You must turn back. I will go on with the girl. You must go into Derengard. You will be safe there until I can return. Do not follow me.
There's the big dragon. The little girl is following the dragon. Uh-oh. What's that?
Get in the cave now.
Phone Bone,
are you awake?
Phone Bone, little girl is
get up.
Her, obviously.
What's wrong? Did you have another weird dream?
Yes. Get up, but don't wake the others.
Okay.
When I was a little girl, I used to have this one dream over and over again, where I was standing in a magnificent cavern surrounded by dragons. I hadn't had the dreams for years, until I saw this map of yours.
Did you tell Grandma Ben about the dreams?
I did when I was little. She used to tell me not to be afraid because dragons don't really exist.
That's strange. Grandma knows about dragons.
I know that now.
I still don't see what this has to do with the map.
I think I do. I drew that map.
You're kidding.
No, I think I drew the map when I was with the dragons. Oh, I don't know. This is all ridiculous. If it wasn't for the map, I'd swear I'd been with Grandma Ben since the day I was born.
Well, there's the map. I say we wake Grandma Ben and show it to her.
No, let's wait till after the race. She's got enough to worry about right now. Let's keep this a secret for now. Just between you and me, okay?
Okay, Thorn, if that's what you want.
Good. Let's go to bed. Tomorrow's the first day of the spring fair, and we should get an early start. Good night, Phonebone.
Good night.
Huh. Very interesting.
Yes. There's the soup. Let's see, it looks like someone's selling
honey. Are you
having
a good time, Phonebone? Don't you just love the spring fair?
I have to admit, this is a pretty good way to wind up our adventure.
So why the long face? You found your cousins, and in a couple of days, you'll be heading back to Boneville.
Yeah.
So come on, cheer up. We only have a few more days together. Let's enjoy them. Ooh, I know. Let's go find a honey booth.
Okay, Thorn.
You can get great honey at the fair, even from the southern end of the valley. It's sweeter, and the boys who sell it are cuter.
You know, I'll bet the forest is full of honey. Come on, let's go find a beehive.
The bees around here are too big.
But I bet I could get you some honey for free.
I'm sure you could. Oh, look, there's a honey seller. Hello. We'd like to buy a couple of your combs.
Step right over here, miss. My name's Tom. What's yours?
Thorn. Do you have anything from South Valley?
Sure do. But a sweet little thing like you probably wants honey from Thea. Here, just smell it. Nothing in the whole valley compares to it. Except maybe you.
It does smell nice.
Want to take a whiff, little fella? You ought to appreciate it with a nose like that.
Hey, it's not that big. Your customer service skills could sure use some work. Well, I don't think the honey smells that great. In Boneville, a big nose is a sign of nobility.
You should know that in Boneville, a big nose is a sign of nobility.
Well, here it just looks dumb. Why don't you lose the Cupid doll and come back? I could tell you all about gathering honey in the giant trees down south.
I'm not a Cupid doll. I'm a bone from Boneville. You're just a big, beefy, honey guy.
I'm a real man. I face swarms of man-eating bees with nothing but a little smoke to put them to sleep.
So that's what makes a real man, huh? A little bit of smoke?
Why don't you toddle off back to the freak show? I'm trying to talk to the lady.
You really aren't impressing anybody.
What do you know about it?
This is ridiculous.
That's enough. You can't talk to my friend that way.
Took him long enough to get around to that.
What were you thinking? I've never seen you act that way before.
But
when you can walk around the fair without getting into a fight, come find me. Until then, I'd rather be by myself.
But he started it. Gosh, she was really mad. Maybe I can get her a present or something to make it up to her. What the heck? Maybe I'll give it a try.
The soup.
Ooh. Ugh, I don't feel so good.
That's probably the eels. You'll get used to it. I wouldn't mess with that. It's a professional tool, very sharp.
Got it.
A big butcher knife with a lock on it.
If I ever need bread, I'll know where to come.
That's Pawanian maggot bread. It's usually eaten with cricket butter.
Nice.
Okay, games.
The Great Cow Race. Can I try it for free?
I'd love to let you, but that wouldn't be good business now, would it?
Huh. Hey, little man. Got girl troubles?
What? How did you...
Yeah, you got that look.
Your game looks like fun.
Fun? I'll have you know that the Burly Barbarian is a serious test of strength, approved by the Strongman's Guild Regional Council. Also, it impresses the ladies.
How much does it cost to play?
Well, normally I charge an egg, but you don't look like you could... you seem like a nice guy. So I'll let you have a whack for free.
Pathetic.
Can I try this again?
Sure, little man. Knock yourself out. Hey, don't touch that. I said, don't touch that.
There's a lever that adjusts the difficulty of this game, apparently.
Interesting.
Let's see. What's in here?
This might come in handy.
I just grabbed some straw.
I've already got some hay.
Hey, whatever. Same thing. Let's go this way. We're in the forest.
This won't work. It's nasty from being on the ground.
There's honey on the ground. I guess we can climb this tree? I'm not sure.
Oh, look at that! It's the mother load! I wonder why there aren't a bunch of bees guarding the hive.
It only takes one!
Whoa!
Oh.
That's a large bee.
What are you looking at?
Is that your honey over there?
Yeah. What's it to you?
There's this girl I know who would really like some.
Be sure to let me know when you find someone who cares. Now beat it.
Whoa.
Poof.
Ow.
Well.
What did that honey seller guy say about putting bees to sleep? This is that old map my cousins and I found when we were lost in the desert. This is my trusty copy of Moby Dick.
That again.
Let's climb this tree again.
Back in just a moment.
Unappalled by the massacre made upon them during the night, the sharks, now freshly and more keenly allured by the before pent blood which began to flow from the carcass, the rabid creatures swarmed round it like bees in a beehive.
What? Did you say something about bees?
Never mind.
Okay. Is not helpful. Let's try. We can switch between the characters, so we can try switching to someone else.
Sleep well, ladies. It's time to get to work.
But we're gonna miss the whole fair.
Tough luck, kids. Should have thought of that before you drank all that beer on credit.
Well, we'll just have to run the job mostly from the bar. You remember your part?
I was wondering. I get to wear a cow suit, but what do you get out of this? After all, the locals don't have any money.
The play is the thing. If all they have here are poultry products, then I'll take it. Right, I have you down for 6 eggs on the mystery cow. And a smart bet it is, I might add. Good luck, friend. So far, so good. Now to get the rest of these yokels to bet on the mystery cow, and I'll be sitting pretty.
Where do you think you're going?
Cool your jets, Jumbo. I'm on a break. Hey, Cal. I don't know about you, but I sure could go for a nice, big, juicy steak right about now. Nice and seared outside, a little pink in the middle. With a nice wine sauce, yeah, that'd be great. Mashed potatoes on the side, soaking up the juices. I know this great restaurant back in Boneville. For heaven's sake, their T-bones are out of this world. Get it?
That's funny.
Good thing you've got no idea what I'm saying. I don't suppose you know how to do anything interesting. Stay. Good cow. Roll over. Speak. Yeah, I feel your pain. Sit. Shake. Say, not bad. Hold that pose.
What the heck? So the cow is standing on 3 legs instead of 4. That's interesting.
I like them better when they're already subdivided and wrapped in paper. I doubt he'd let me have one.
Haven't you got work to do?
I got everything under control.
That's what I'm worried about.
Say, big guy, you, planning to bet on the cow race this afternoon?
Maybe. What's it to you?
Have you heard about the mystery cow?
No.
The mystery cow is the odds-on favorite this year.
Is that so?
You should think about betting on the mystery cow.
I'll do that.
I'm taking action from all comers.
Are you now?
If you decide you'd like to place a small wager, say your entire bar, for instance, you know where to find me.
That's very reassuring.
Well, I'd better get back to work.
You got that right.
Lucius is a tough nut. Maybe I ought to concentrate on the rubes inside the bar. Hello, John, my boy.
Hello.
So, have you considered who you're betting on?
Sure thing. I'm betting on Grandma Bet.
You know, John, I got a line on a real fast cow.
Maybe, but I always bet on Grandma Ben.
Grandma's got some real competition this year. There's a really fast cow out there.
I'm not sure. Grandma Ben's never let me down yet.
I think you should consider this really fast cow that I heard about.
But, Grandma Ben...
Tell me about yourself, John.
What?
Do you have goals, John? Dreams?
Well, yeah, oh my God. Of course.
Why don't you tell me about your goals?
Well, I would like my own farm someday with lots of chickens and...
Go on.
Well, I'd like to breed my own racing cows.
A man with such noble ambitions, and you're willing to give them up over a bad bet?
Huh?
You gotta go with the sure bet, John.
But...
Think of the cows, John. The cows!
You saying I shouldn't bet on Grandma Ben?
You know, John, I got a line on a real fast cow.
But, Grandma Ben...
You know, Grandma Ben is getting kind of old.
Well, she's won every time I can remember.
You know, fast as Grandma Ben is, sooner or later she's going to be passed up by a younger, faster cow.
You really think so?
I know so. What if this was the year Grandma Ben lost? You'd lose your whole bet.
Gosh, I hadn't really thought of that, but who else would I bet on besides Grandma Ben?
Grandma's got some real competition this year. There's a really fast cow out there.
How fast?
Let's see. This is the fastest... Oh,
this is the fastest cow that ever lived.
Well. Really?
This cow runs so fast, the wind it makes rips the paint right off of barns.
Gee.
This cow is too fast to even have a name. No one knows what the cow is really called. They call it the Mystery Cow.
The Mystery Cow. Wow.
So what do you think, John? You still want to bet on Grandma Ben?
Heck no. Sign me up for the Mystery Cow. I'm going right now to get some more eggs.
Good idea. Might as well bring them all. This is a sure bet.
Why, hello, John Oakes.
Hi, Grandma.
Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Oh, I'm going to get some more eggs to bet on the big race.
Well, isn't that sweet? But you never know. You shouldn't bet all your eggs on me.
Don't worry. I'm not betting on you.
Come again?
Well, I was gonna, but now I'm scouting around for a younger contestant. Gotta go with a sure bet, don't you know? I gotta get going. See you later, Grandma.
I don't know about anybody else. I'd always bet on Grandma.
Tried and true.
Hello, my good man.
What now?
So, my good sir, have you decided on whom you'll be betting for this year's race?
Oh, heck with the race.
But... Don't you care about the race anymore?
Why should I care? My cow can't even run in it now.
Don't start that again, Wendell.
Oh, no? Why not?
Is there a problem here?
Darn right there is. Maud can't even run in the race anymore.
Not like she was gonna win anyhow.
That's not the point, and you know it.
I'm assuming Maud is a cow?
Of course Maud is a cow. My cow.
Just checking. Gentlemen, let's get our thoughts back on the betting, shall we?
Why should I? I might not even go to the race anymore.
Just can it.
He's quite a pessimist, isn't he?
Okay, what's going on here?
Why don't you tell him, Euclid? I was gonna run Maud in the race, but someone decided to make cow shoes that don't fit her right.
Not my fault your cow's got a big hoof.
That sounded like an insult.
So let me get this straight. You don't want to bet on the cow race because Beefy here didn't make the cow shoes right for your cow.
Yep. That's about it.
You asked this guy to make new shoes?
Only one of the shoes is wrong. And yeah, I asked him. He won't make me a new one or give me back the eggs I paid him with.
Hey, I did the job you asked me to.
Come on, this is the cow race, remember? Once a year. You're gonna let some big-hoofed cow keep you from raking it in with the best bet you've ever made?
All I care about right now is that my cow is standing outside the tavern with only 3 shoes.
What the heck are cow shoes?
This is a cow shoe. They're shoes for racing cows, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Where's your cow Maud parked?
She's just outside the bar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's the cow with the one oversized hoof.
I just picked up some pepper from the table. Let's see. This looks like...
Hey, Smiley!
What's happening, cuz?
How's that cow costume coming?
Coming along great! Wanna see?
No, keep it hidden. I'll see it later. I'm still working on getting those knuckleheads to bid on the mystery cow.
They have a lot of faith in Grandma Ben.
Not for long, they won't. Never mind. Get back to work.
Sure enough.
Now what are you doing?
Relax, everything's under control in there. I'm taking a break. They were right. It doesn't fit. Hey, Brawny, want to do me a favor?
Not particularly. Haven't you got work to do?
I got everything under control.
That's what I'm worried about.
What you doing with those bars?
I'm straightening them. What's it look like?
How'd all those bars get bent in the first place?
To get bent when my staff spends too much time asking questions and not enough time working.
Oops. What's the deal with you and Grandma Ben, anyway?
None of your business.
Okay, okay. Sheesh, you try and be friendly. Have you been thinking about the cow race?
What about it?
I'll be taking bets right up to the starting bell. Think about it. Well, I'd better get back to work.
You got that right.
Huh. Lucius is a tough nut. Maybe I ought to concentrate on the rubes inside the bar. Stop right there. That looks good.
What the...
So I put the cow shoe that we acquired in this guy's bucket of metal rods that he was bending, and I got him to straighten it widen it.
Now perfect fit. Now it fits. You, Wendell and Euclid, get out here.
What do you want?
Is this the shoe you were talking about? Because it sure looks like a fit to me.
Well. I'll be.
Yeah, it does look like it fits.
Euclid, come on. I'll buy you a beer.
Well, okay, Wendell. Sure thing. Hey, who you think is going to win the race this year?
All right. That takes care of that.
Hey, Cal. How'd you like to do something for me? Stay. Good cow. All right, I got better things to do than talk to a cow.
Looking cow suit, if I do say so myself.
Oh my God.
Just missing a couple pieces still. Let's see now. Need something for the tail, some horns, Oh yeah, and an udder. No problemo. That's a lot of dirty dishes. I don't think I want to do that. I was starting to make chicken soup until I found out all the chickens were still alive. Who knew a kitchen needed so much stuff? Potatoes are one of my favorite foods. That plate looks all sad and lonely with no food on it.
Smiley, there's no food on this plate.
Nope.
Don't ring the bell unless there's food to take out.
Better not give this away.
And this would be...
I sure do love cheese sandwiches. The broth is green now. Looks like a nice hot stove. That'll be good.
All right, I put a potato in the soup.
Ooh.
Now the towel's green.
Huh. I see.
Now the towel's yellow.
All right, I don't know what the purpose of that is. Aha, what is all this? Okay, we're walking around outside now.
That was where my
cool.
mic pieces.
This must be where the chickens live. This lock is definitely 100% locked.
All right, I'm heading out. But
now
it's
that's
fun.
A funny looking okay. object.
But I'll definitely catch. I'll keep in touch with the archives and try and pop in when I can.
All right. Good luck in your class.
Thank you. All right. Have fun.
See ya.
Take care.
I wonder if I've got time for a quick snooze. No, probably not.
Now we've walked over to a barn. Let's see, there's a whole bunch of pots and pans in here. Alright, when I hit these things... When I hit these things, there's a rake that vibrates next to a big bell high up. Huh. Hmm. Switch back to Smiley here. Let's head back to the kitchen.
Grandma!
Hello, Smiley Bone.
You look kind of thirsty.
You know something? I am a bit parched. I think I'll head inside for some turnip tea.
Hello, Grandma. Stopping in for a rest?
Just a quick drink, and I'm back out running.
Let's see,
Okay, that's all I wanted to ask for now.
Finally. I'm gonna skip that drink. I need to get back to my warm-up.
Ugh. Okay. Not much for that plan. Alright, I think somewhere in here...
Whoopsie!
What are you doing back here? Clean up that mess!
Yes, sir, Mr. Down, sir!
I now have a mop.
This'll make a nice tail!
Okay. Alright, I think I'm gonna save. And maybe we can end with something else.
Oh my, what could it possibly be?
I don't know. I have a feeling this is like a decent place to save.
Ah, I see.
Because it's not like a very long game, you know.
Yeah.
So that way it'll leave us plenty of time for next time. And let's see. Have I ever played... Let's see. Well, what haven't I played? It's the real question.
Trying to pull up your games list here.
Yeah.
Seems good like that. You lucky bugger. I think you have more games than I do. That's hard to do, too. We both, I believe we both have more than 200 games.
I don't know.
Slowly scrolling through the list.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, man. Dragon Age. Definitely never played those on the show. That could be interesting. Or Fable 3. Actually, you know what could be interesting? Could play Half-Life 2.
There you go. Oh, that's a very good progressive storyline.
Yeah.
Sorry if I was non-responsive for about 30 seconds there. People are inconsiderate and don't listen to when I'm talking to other people.
Well.
Also known as the curse of living with one's parents.
Let's install this.
Now, obviously, if you haven't installed Half-Life 2 yet, we're not going to be playing it today.
Well, I have most of the assets already installed. Like, you know.
Oh, you've got something else that uses Source Engine installed.
Yeah, so let's see what it says. It says time remaining 4 minutes.
Whoa.
So... That's good. Oops. Install Half-Life 2. Yes. Please do. All right. It's going. 2.9 gigs out of 3.6.
And we both have 50 down, don't we?
I don't know. I'm downloading at like 3 megabytes.
I love seeing that thing top out at 6.
Alright.
About halfway through your list of games now.
You know what I beat a little while ago on my own? The first Runaway game. That was pretty cool.
Never heard of that.
It's an adventure game. It's not bad. And apparently there was a bunch of sequels too.
Ooh, Dark Forces.
Yeah. That would be funny.
What's that?
I said that would be funny.
Yeah, well, you're not authorized for this area.
Yeah. And then you blast them.
Oh, the crumpling sound effect when you punch one of the shock troopers to death. We had a little bit too much fun with that idea, I think.
Yeah.
It really is, sadly, the only thing that really jumps out at me.
What, Dark Forces?
Well, obviously there's others, but it's the one thing that really seems iconic.
Well, you mean the original Dark Forces?
Yes, not two.
Okay. The Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2 was pretty good, though.
I have never actually been able to get it to run before.
Really? Because yeah. I just opened it right off of Steam the other day.
I must have had some weird machine the last time I tried it or something.
Well, it's the menu doesn't go full screen, but when the gameplay starts, it works fine.
I want to say I had some sort of really funky control issue or something.
Huh.
I may have to give it another go. I do have it in a Steam games list.
Let's see.
You know what I find really funny is that they're slowly but surely all the Star Wars games that were based on id Tech 3, they're slowly but surely upgrading them so that they all run on OS 10 Intel. All these years later.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously all of them, they had original ports that would run on PowerPC OS 10, and they're just now getting around to rebuilding them.
What the heck? Steam was unable to sync my files with Half-Life 2.
Usually a relaunch of the game will fix that.
Let's see. Now it's downloading stuff. I don't know. How much stuff does it have to download? What the heck is it doing? What the heck does it sync that there's so many things?
It syncs all the saved game files, which are basically like really beefy Quake Engine save files. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. HL2.exe is not responding.
Give it a moment. That's always fun because I've seen that do that during the intro video before.
Yeah.
And then it eventually will come back to life.
Let's see. We'll see. I don't know. I see the hard drive light blinking, so hopefully it'll do something. Oh, it took me to the desktop.
Hmm.
Let's see, Half-Life 2.
You may have to verify integrity of game cache, which would take us the remainder of the 10 minutes or so that we have left.
Alright, HL2.exe, it refuses to, like, go back, so I guess I have to kill it. Let's try this one more time. We're just about out of time anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say, verify integrity of game cache. It's probably gonna crash again in the same way.
Yep. Oh well. It was an overrated game anyway. I always felt. It was good, definitely a good game, but very overrated. Okay then, Fantacular.
Just to annoy the hell out of you, when are we going to see Half-Life 3?
Who cares?
Sorry. The reason I do this is because I know you and I are both the kind of people that when we see people whining to Valve about Half-Life 3, we want to throw our fists on our desk and say, get on with your life.
I don't, they're making a Half-Life 3? This is news to me.
No, I'm talking about the crazy people online that keep asking Valve, going to Valve and asking them, and it makes me want to throw my fist down on my desk and say, get on with your life!
Yeah, I don't get it. I have Neverwinter Nights 2? Since when? I don't have Neverwinter Nights 1 on Steam.
Odd.
I don't remember this happening. because I didn't even like the first one. Maybe somebody gifted it to me. I don't know. I'm looking at all this stuff. It's funny. Oh, well. Oh. Man, I wish I could play that game, but it's just not a good game for radio.
What's this?
Machinarium.
Ah.
It was a very good little, great little adventure game, but there's really, like, nothing. It's
it's not story.
Yeah. Friendly. I mean, it has a very cute little story, but there's no dialogue at all in the whole game. So there's not even like anything to read, you know? So it's kind of, it would be tough. But, I guess that's it for us for today. Playing some of the second episode of the Bone Games from Telltale. And we will continue those maybe next week, or maybe we'll go continue Vampire. If we're in the mood for the hours of dialogue that entails. So, yes, tune in next week and stay tuned for whatever else is happening on TBRN. Good be.